The government reports on retail sales.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The government told us just a few minutes ago retail sales overall fell last month. That concerns analyst Bert Flickinger of Strategic Resource Group as he looks toward holiday spending.
Consumers will buy for children and for family members. They'll buy a lot of food and food baskets and essentials for clothes that have been worn out, but you'll see really tough times in discretionary categories, most notably jewelry.
Now, if there's any good news here, it's that car sales were hit by the end of the Cash for Clunkers incentive program, and if you disregard that hiccup, sales actually came up a bit. Some analysts are hoping that's a sign consumers are spending again after last year's freeze. Now, still dealing with last year's freeze is the ex-insurance giant AIG. This morning, a government watchdog will tell Congress how some AIG executives almost broke the financial system and then pocketed millions of dollars in bonuses. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports.
AIG's argument for bonuses is that they're necessary to hold on to highly skilled traders. But according to the report, lots of folks got bonuses last year even if they didn't have special skills, including more than $7,000 for a kitchen assistant. AIG employees already agreed to pay back $45 million in bonus payments, but Kenneth Feinberg, the U.S. pay czar, says the company's received less than half that. And employees at AIG's Financial Products Union are in line to get nearly $200 million more in bonuses early next year. This is the division of AIG that nearly brought down the company and severely damaged the global financial system. Feinberg can't break employment contracts that predate the government bailout, so instead, he's threatening to slash 2009 salaries. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Some big earnings news this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase said profits soared last quarter to more than $3.5 billion, even better than analysts were expecting. Also, Abbott Laboratories makes drugs and nutritional products. That company said profits rose last quarter and beat expectations on Wall Street. European stocks are way up this morning, around 2%. Asian markets were mostly higher as well. China said the decline in its exports is finally starting to ease up. Oil topped $75 a barrel in Asia overnight, first time in a year. It's just under 75 now. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 was off 0.3%, but the NASDAQ managed a tiny gain. The Dow lost almost 15 points and closed at 9,871. Pepsi is getting some hits for a new application for the iPhone. The app is part of a promotion for the company's energy drink called AMP, and it's designed to help the guy on the prowl. But the application may not be helping Pepsi's reputation with the ladies, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins tells us.
The app is aimed at helping guys snag any type of girl they might meet.
Let's say you meet a girl who's way into being green, and you need a vegan restaurant. Stat. We've got you covered.
The app is called Amp Up Before You Score, and it provides tips for winning the affection of 24 types of women. Marketing for the drink is generally geared at men. Trouble is, women are not so thrilled about being typed. Hundreds have gone to Twitter to protest what they call a sexist excuse for fun, or one of the worst marketing ideas Pepsi's ever come up with. Apparently, the blowback was so fierce, PepsiCo apologized for the app. According to the Wall Street Journal, though, the company has not said whether it will pull it. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
The U.S. Senate is considering acting to push private lenders out of the student financial aid business. The legislation's already passed the House. It would effectively make the Department of Education the dominant source of student loans. Republicans are saying they don't want the government that involved in college financing. For Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, the real problem is how much the loans will cost. David, good morning.
Morning.
So how should we feel about the federal government being the source for student loans?
Well, I don't really have a big problem with that when you consider that it's the federal government's job anyway to make sure that everyone gets at least a high school education. So who should be making the call as to who gets a college education, the private sector or Uncle Sam? I don't have any problem with Uncle Sam doing it.
So if the federal government is the big dog, does that mean students benefit from better rates?
Well, that's the big question, because right now the rates aren't very attractive at all. In fact, the rates for the loans given under this program, so these are mandated by the federal government, range from 6.8% for some undergrad loans to 8.5% for graduate school level loans. Now, these are very high when you consider that the market for 30-year mortgages at the moment is about 5% or less. In fact, I was speaking the other day with the CEO of EdAmerica, which is one of the largest providers of student loans out there. And he said, I don't get it. These rates are way beyond what I'd like to be charging. I'd like to be charging market rates, but I can't because the federal government says we need to peg the loans at this level. And that means a lot of students and a lot of recent grads are paying way above market rates.
So why doesn't the government help out students? A student bailout.
Well, a student bailout, exactly. Why not? Because we help homeowners, we help banks, we help car makers, we help insurers. Indeed, students would probably be a good beneficiary of such largesse. The problem is it would take an act of Congress to lower these rates. Congress clearly has its plate full with other things, but considering these are the leaders of the private sector and the public sector in years ahead, probably a good investment for taxpayer money.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, do you remember the Brady Bunch? Carol Brady was always the helpful voice of reason.
Do you know what time it is? It's time we got a second phone.
You're right. No, a second phone should solve everything.
Well, just call me your little problem solver.
Okay, you're my little...
Oh, don't you dare.
Now, actress Florence Henderson sees her problem-solving reputation as a business opportunity. She's launching a tech support hotline for older adults called the Flow H Club. Subscribers will pay $25 a month or $250 a year to ask how to download pictures from a digital camera or figure out Facebook. But you do realize it won't be Carol Brady on the phone, right? Okay, this is Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.